You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, lines are full. Let's get right to it. Play the game. Hey, good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out. We're going to figure out a place to go for lunch.
Oh, What sounds good to you?
I don't know. I'm asking my girlfriends. I don't know.
Girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
You want like Mexican food or Chinese food?
We're kind of thinking you got me going on a chicken shack. I don't know.
That place has come up a lot today.
Yeah, might as well just go. If it's on your mind,
go do it.
It's the universe telling you should go.
Okay.
Chicken's delicious.
Who
doesn't love chicken?
Right?
Yeah, vegetarians, I guess.
Right, you ready? You ready to play?
Good luck.
You ready to play some rattle off with us?
I am so ready. I love you guys.
Oh, kisses to you.
Stop some more.
Chicken breath.
Oh, boy. With some hot sauce.
Yes. Hot sauce, chicken
you
breath.
You are hot sauce.
Oh, boy.
Rose, I'll tell you what. We even announced earlier this morning on the show that we were going to do this category. So this is one of those instances where it really pays off to keep your boys in the morning turned on all morning long, because you could have been prepared and ready to go.
I'm ready.
Oh, she may have been listening.
Daily, every day, go.
Go. Well, hold on. We got to tell you what it is first. All right, 10 seconds, go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In 10 seconds, we need five famous Bobs or Bobbies. Five famous Bobs or Bobbies. We had to have heard of them. Ready and go.
Bob Hope, Bob Barker, SpongeBob, Marley, Dylan, Robert Redford, Newhart, and Seeger.
So you were listening.
So in other words, you were listening this morning.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Rose, you killed it.
It was like 2 hours ago, at least.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That was really good.
What are the odds that the first person we go to was listening 2.5 hours ago when we dropped that little hint?
This is fantastic.
Every day.
That's fantastic. Well, you know what? I have to say it. You are a winner!
Thank you very much, gentlemen. For years, I appreciate all you do.
Rose, you are so polite and so
kind.
Man,
if I could buy you some chicken today, I would.
I would feed you. I want to feed you little chicken strips.
Okay.
I'll dip it there and I'll feed it to you. I'll dip it in your hot sauce, then I'll feed it to you.
You going to run to Sonic?
Now it's Sonic.
Make up your mind where you want to go. I can't keep up with you, Rose. How do your friends keep up with you? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Who is this friend that you're going out with, by the way?
My husband.
I thought a minute ago it was your girlfriend.
Why didn't you just say my husband?
Well, because he called in sick.
Oh. Just so he could go to eat chicken strips at Sonic with you?
Now we're going to Chicken Shack.
Or now it's the Chicken Shack. This is the third chicken place you've mentioned.
I don't know what's going on with Rose, but I think she may be a little unhinged. That's what I'm thinking.
Why did the husband take the day off?
Just because.
Just didn't want to go in, huh?
That would be it.
All right.
How does his employer feel when he just doesn't come in?
Well, I'm not calling them.
What does he do for a living?
He works.
Yeah, don't give too much information.
Right?
She's not going to care.
Right?
Oh, come on.
You guys going to make out a little bit today? Is it one of those sick days?
Yeah, it's going to be hot and steamy.
Oh,
don't you play this song?
Yeah, boy.
Play the song for her, Jim.
I don't know where it's at. I don't have it. I'm not searching for that.
It's going to get hot. It's gonna get steamy. That song?
Yep.
Is it?
What industry is he in? You can at least tell me that.
Environmental air.
And he just calls in sick all the time just to blow off work?
Well.
No. No, not at all.
All right. Here. Yeah. It's gonna get hot. It's gonna get steamy. Found it for you, Rose.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Tim. Have a fun day.
See, notice now she's being all reserved and quiet because she's afraid her husband's going to get fired for calling in sick just so he can mess around with Rose.
Okay.
It's gonna hold on. Get hot.
It got a little weird there at the end.
The whole call, that entire call was strange. I don't care what you say. The entire call was odd. In a good way.
That's a very unique call. Thank you,
Rose. She started by saying, I'm going out with my girlfriend today. Then she named a restaurant. Then she named another restaurant. Then it was her husband. Then it was the third restaurant.
That's right. We don't know what's going on with Rose. Hey, but she listened all day. Thank you.
Could she maybe have escaped from somewhere? You know what I'm saying? Could there be people right now driving around in a truck looking for
looking
Rose?
Looking for Rose. She has no husband. She doesn't even like chicken.
It's gonna get hot. How goofy.
All right.
Anyway, there you go. That's the game of Rattle Off. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.